trickled down her back as she moved on the plastic seat. The driver leaned over and offered to point the fan in her direction, the back of his hand imperceptibly touching her thigh. She shook her head and concentrated on the road. The shimmer of heat reminded her of just how damn hot it'd be outside waiting for another lift, and she thought she could endure anything to get to the next roadhouse. He knew she was scared. They all were. He could smell it, and it aroused him, always had. He sucked in her scent one last time before he pulled over to the side of the highway, cut the engine, and locked the doors. She tried the door handle, cursing at her helplessness as the temperature rose. Her t-shirt clung to her taut body as she panted for breath. He watched. Then, slowly, he took his hands off the steering wheel and wiped his wet palms on his trousers, rubbing back and forth, back and forth. Her tears mingled with perspiration, and she turned to look him in the eye, trying to find one spark of decency, one scrap of human feeling. He smiled and watched a small bead of sweat form on her throat, swelling until it was too heavy. Then it moved slowly at first, with every breath a little faster, down her chest, glistening, pulsing, until it disappeared between her breasts, and only then did he lick his lips in anticipation. She pressed her back against the door and whimpered, "Please!" This was the part he enjoyed the most, the whimper, the begging, the total resignation of what was about to happen. He often strung out the minutes as they screamed, cried, cajoled. Then eventually they'd submit. She fumbled in her bag and felt the blade. It was cold, and she knew it wanted to sing. It was a game she played, a game she always won, she mused, as she thrust the knife up to the hilt in his belly again and again, until the screams stopped. "Need a lift?" "Sure," she said, as she leaned through the window, watching the driver's eyes roam over her cleavage, her face, and her winning smile. He leaned over and opened the door. "Sure is hot today." "Yep, sure is," she answered, as she sat down and undid the first button of her shirt, flapping the collar to get some air. "Going far?" "All the way, mate, all the way," she said, as she put her hand in her bag and felt the blade, knowing it wanted to sing again.